time of restoration is upon us. God is moving and he promised in his word. There is the refreshing coming from his presence as we pray and to worship be restored. Sons of God are now standing in their armor, taking back everything the devil stole.
Shoulders, one of the finest preachers in America, a great big hand clap. God bless him.
Come on, clap your hands to the Lord, everybody in this place. Come on, do it with energy and power. Hallelujah. Now lift up both hands. We can clap unto the Lord, but how many of us can rear back and shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph right now? Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody shout hallelujah.
If you'll remain standing, what a wonderful spirit's here already today at this conference. And I hope you're not going to wait till tonight or tomorrow night to get you what you need to get from the Lord. Anybody come at 1:30 to receive something of the Lord? In our recent space shuttle disaster that happened just a few months ago that cost us another space shuttle and some lives, I couldn't help but hear one of the commentators saying how important it was, how crucial and critical it was that when the space shuttle entered back into the atmosphere, that it entered the atmosphere correctly, right speeds, right angles. And if it did not and things were just a little bit offline, that bad things could happen. Sure enough, it did. My mind began to think that when we enter into this atmosphere, when we enter into the presence of the Lord, it's important that we enter correctly. David said we ought to enter his gates with thanksgiving. And we ought to come up into his courts with praise. If you enter today with the wrong spirit or the wrong attitude, bad things can happen. But if you came into the atmosphere today saying, Lord, I come to enter to be blessed, to be touched, to be loose, something good can happen to you today. Clap your hands to the Lord, everybody. If you'll grab your Bibles, please. I appreciate the invitation today from Bishop Smith Do not take this lightly. I come up, believe today, with a word from the Lord. I want some of you ministers today, along with the saints, to help me today. Does anybody believe that ministries and saints today can be challenged in the first service? How many going to help me preach in the first service? Matthew chapter 14. It's good to see my dad here today. He's my pastor, and I'm glad to have him here today. Of course, he always comes to AWCF. And some of our saints here today, Brother Johnny Biggs, it's good to have him with us today, and the Stewart family as well. And if you don't mind, I'd like to welcome those listening via the Internet. There's some right now at our home church listening to this service, and I'd like to welcome them today to this service. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter number 14. We're going to read verse number 22. Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. Straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Jesus said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus stretched forth his hand, called him, and said, "Thou of little faith, where did you doubt?" When they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Verse 29 said, "And Jesus said, Come." Somebody shout, "Come."
Come.
And when Peter was come down out of the ship, say this with me, he walked on water.
He walked on water.
I'm going to read one more verse, and that's in Psalms chapter 107. If you'll turn back there very quickly. Psalms chapter 107, please. And somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalms chapter 107. I think the sound man's doing a wonderful job today. I think the music's doing a wonderful job, don't you? Psalms 107 verse 23. "They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep." These see the works of the Lord. Somebody say, "These." And His wonders in the deep. I'm not going to preach long today. I hope not anyway. But I want to preach a while on this subject. If you want to walk on the water, then you've got to get out of the boat. Now, I'm not going to play punches today. I'm not coming to impress or to preach cute. I'm just coming to preach to help somebody today. Lay those Bibles down and help me create an atmosphere. Come on, somebody. Let's enter this thing correctly. Lord, I love you, Jesus. Come on, throw your hands up and give Him some praise. I thank you, God, for your power. Come on, everybody, throw your hands up and worship Him. Thank you, God, for your anointing today, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your plan, Lord. Come on, clap your hands, all ye people. I'm not going to preach to everybody claps. I ain't going to go no further till you make up in your mind that I'm going to get something out of the 1:30 service. I'm not waiting on Friday night. If you're sick in your body, we want to pray for you today. If you need the Holy Ghost, we want you to get it today. Turn around and high-five two people and say, "Get out of the boat." Help me out. I'll turn around and tell them again and say, "You can't stay in that boat." I feel Holy Ghost up in here now. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated if you want to. I suppose that we've all heard the slogan, "Let's go deeper in God. Let's go higher in the Lord. Let's go further in the things of the Lord. Let's see some things that we've never seen before. Let's experience some things that we've never experienced before. Let's go places that we've never gone to before. Let's tap into some things that we've never tapped into before." And all of those are statements that can have some value and some meaning. Or they can be just that, mere statements. Like having a desk full of notes and ideas, but never putting any action in fulfilling them. Or like having a blueprint of something to build that is yet greater, but never picking up a hammer or a set of nails and starting the process of building something better. We can all wish, or we can all say, that one day we're going to do this for God. And one day we're going to get where we need to be in the Lord. And one day we're going to go where we need to go. And someday, in one day, we're going to be all that we can be for the Lord. And one day I might just step out in faith and see what God can do. And sadly, for too many, it just never materializes. For that day never gets here. That day never comes to pass. Yet they remain wandering and stumbling in the wilderness and barely getting by in their Christian experience. They're on the journey. They come to church, but they're not really dedicated to it all. They're just hoping to make it in, just waiting to hear a trumpet sound, but not possessing the promises that God intends for them to possess right here and right now. I came this afternoon with instructions from the Holy Ghost to tell you that this is the time and that this is the hour to be all that you can be for the kingdom of God. That now is the time to make up your mind that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. If you need the Holy Ghost, right now is the time to start praising and praying like you want to get it. If you're sick in your body, now is the time to go after your healing and tell God, "I ain't got my healing yet, but I'm going to keep calling on the elders of the church. I'm going to keep getting hands laid upon me. I'm going to keep getting hands touched to my head." And if you're sick and tired of everything that the devil's doing to your home and to your life and to your ministry, I challenge you right now to rise up under the authority of the Holy Ghost and take back everything. Somebody shout hallelujah. And if you're sick and tired of being, how many has ever been sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Now's the time to get up from the place of lukewarmness. Now, I'll preach to myself if I have to. Now's the time to get out of the complacent comfort zone. And let's get red hot with Holy Ghost power. I've come to preach today that for all you people that's just sitting around waiting, one day in time revival's coming. One day in time miracles is coming. Sit there with your legs crossed. Pull your socks up if you want to. But you're looking at somebody that's going to tell you revival's already here. Pentecost is already here. The signs are already here. People's tired of religion. Big crowds with no anointing and no power ain't getting the job done. A big steeple on the outside, but no anointing on the inside ain't getting the job done. People are ready to come to our churches and get a hold of something they can touch. Get a hold of something they can. People are ready to sing, and when they sing, feel something. Preach, and when they preach, feel something. Play, and when they play, feel something. I want somebody in this place right now, if you're ready for that kind of revival, to shout hallelujah.
having a hard time hearing you up here, shout hallelujah. But I come to tell somebody, if you want that kind of revival, if you want that kind of anointing, then you're going to have to get out of the boat and step into the water and be willing to wade out a little bit deeper and to be willing to get out of your place of comfort and your place of relaxation and say, we got too many folks that don't want to get where their spirit's at, don't want to get where their gifts are at. They're afraid of it. They got the comfortable confines of the boat. Brother Shoulders, there's heat in here. It's air conditioned in here. I feel relaxed in here. I can lay back in here. It might get too rough for me if I get out there where the anointing's at. The waters may be uncertain for me if I get out of my comfort zone. I might not sure what happened if I get out. It sure does beat staying where nothing has happened. I'm not going to stay in my boat. I'm not going to stay in my comfort zone. Lord, if that's you, call me out. Lord, if that's you, you can use me, Lord. We got too many church folk afraid to get wet. I like to hang on to the rails, preacher. I like to have my little cute blanket when I come to church. I like to hang on to the rails. I like to feel safe. I like to know it's just going to be 3 songs. I like to know it's just going to be a message. I like to know that I can go to Shoney's by 8:30. I like to know that I don't have to pray too long in the altar. Stay in the boat you want to. But I feel the Lord telling me, come on, DJ, there's greater miracles than that. Come on, DJ, there's greater sermons than that. I don't want no business as you. Somebody wave your hand, turn around, tell your neighbor, get out of the boat. Too many stay in the boat. Peter said, Lord, if that's you out there, would you bid me come out there? Jesus liked that. He said, come on, Peter. Now, we like to talk about how Peter doubted. And we like to talk about how Peter messed up. And we like to talk about how Peter started to sink. But everybody that usually says that stuff are boat sitters. You better watch that stepping out praying for cancer to get healed. You better watch that stuff calling out people. You better watch that stuff. Those are boat sinners. Everybody wants to talk about Peter. But read your Bible. I know Peter doubted a little bit. I know Peter fell a little bit. But the fact of the matter still is that in verse 29, that when Peter got out of that boat, the Bible said that Peter walked on that water. When he took a step out of the ordinary and took a step into the extraordinary. When he got out of the natural and believed in the supernatural, he walked on the water. And so, our second text says that they that do go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. Y'all help me, I'll be done in just a moment. Those that do business in great waters. These, not everybody, but these are going to see the wonders of the works of the Lord and His wonders of the deep. Anybody in this place come to conference tired of just shallow Pentecost? Tired of just the same old song every Sunday and you got a message but nothing and ain't happening on the inside? I knew it'd get quiet when I started all that. I can't speak for all of you, but I believe there's some of us in here tonight that's ready to step out of the boat and walk where He walks and go where He goes and do what He does. Paul said, now unto Him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Everybody shout, God can. But read the rest of it. It's according to the power. God can heal the sick, but you gotta get out of the boat and lay hands on somebody. God can call it up, but it's according to the power.
And the biggest thing you're gonna face, I'm already facing it right now. Some folk are gonna laugh and question, but let them keep laughing. You just keep walking on water. Let some folks stay over here with a 10-minute prayer life. You say, I gotta have more than just a Sunday morning thrill. Let the doubters and the skeptics who love the confines of the boat wish them well, but let them stay there. But my ministry and my family and my church has got to see more than just casual Pentecost. I want to pray for the blind and let them see. I want the lame to walk, the dumb to talk. Get up on your feet right now. I'm going to rebuke doubt right now. I rebuke every spirit of doubt right now. Let the power of faith be released right now in Jesus' name. Come on, lift your hands and ask God to help you with it. If you need to, but I've come to preach to challenge some of you pastors, some of you saints, some of your ministry, to get out of the commonplace and go back to your churches and step out of the boat. Praise Him like you've never praised Him. Pray like you've never prayed. Fast like you've never fasted. Don't just sit there and soak in the blessing. Say, Lord, Lord, is that you? I want to be blessed. I want to be touched. I want to be loosed. I can't stay in the boat. Slap your neighbor and say, get out of the boat. Now I'm going to get down to the brass tacks. But here it goes. When you get back home and you step out of the boat, make up in your mind that if nobody in your church prays but you, pray anyway. If nobody shouts but you, shout anyway. If nobody believes in revival but you, believe in revival all by yourself. I feel Holy Ghost to say this right now. But God spoke to me and said, tell the conference this, that when they step out of the boat and into the water, that they're going to be stepping into more power than they've ever had. If some of them would just trust me, they can step into new destinations. They can step into dreams. They can step into fresh visions. Some of you ministers can step into a fresh anointing and a new calling and some new place. Shall get out of the boat. What's people going to think, Bishop Smith? This is such a risk. Here we go. We've always done it this way. I didn't say change the message, but there's some methods that need to change. This ain't the 50s, this is 2000. We've always done it this way. I'm not sure if I believe in all of that gifts of the Spirit that you don't believe in New Testament Scripture. Friend, if the only scripture you know is Acts 2:30, you ought to start reading some verses you hadn't underlined. And you hadn't. I still believe these signs shall follow the believer. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the... You will never discover any new oceans unless you take some courage to lose sight of the shore. I'm glad Michelangelo stepped out of the boat. Because if he wouldn't have, he'd have painted the floor instead of the ceiling. And Michelangelo lost some of his eyesight. He suffered severe back trouble. But he painted the greatest painting of all times. Because he is willing to step out and try something that others only dreamed of. I know I'm walking on some tough ground here, but in orders, sometimes you got to walk out on the limb, because ain't it out on the limb where the fruit is? And it ain't just about preachers, because your car is fancy and your home is big and your church is paid for. That don't make you successful. God's called you to more than being a famous preacher. When's the last time you took a risk and got your church out of the boat and had a revival that shook your city and the bound got delivered and the demons... Go ahead and put this on the tape. It's okay to drive a good car. It's okay to have a lot of money, I guess. But you better not let that money keep you in the love boat. Keep you on the cruise ship. You better get out and say, God, I'm ready for new... Is this all right? They're going to bring in good preachers up the rest of the week. They're going to bring in skilled preachers up the rest of the week. Brother Shoulders, I just want to be an average Joe. I just want to be an average preacher. I just want to be an average pastor. Do you realize that being average means you're as close to the bottom as you are the top? I don't want to be a casual singer. I don't want to be a casual musician. I don't want to be an average preacher. I want to be a step out of the boat preacher. I want to be a step out of the boat singer. I want to be a step out of the boat. I wish you'd put your hands over your head and clap like crazy. Turn to your neighbor and say, get out. How many wants to praise the Lord like it's your last chance to do it? How many wants to praise Him fresh every time? Michael looked at David as he danced before the ark. Scripture said she despised him in her heart. You want to know why? Because when Michael was a kid, she was spoiled. Michael came out of the palace. David came out of the pasture. Michael was a boat sitter. David was a worshiper. And David said to himself, when I was a little bitty, freckled-faced, ruddy little boy, just taking care of the sheep, God put an anointing on me, even above my older brothers. You know why David could kill Goliath, Brother Lassiter? Because he was willing to step out of the boat when nobody else would step out of the boat. Eliab could have killed Goliath. Shema could have killed Goliath. Abinadab could have killed Goliath. But they were too busy sitting in the boat saying everything's too big. But David just said, I don't care how big he is. I know how big he is. And so when the moment David stepped out of the boat, Eliab. I know you, David. Even family members can criticize you when you get out of the boat. He said, it's your pride and your naughtiness, David. Go back home. And David looked at Goliath. Then he looked at everybody sitting in the boat. And David said, is there not a cause? Somebody needs to step out of the boat and kill that 9-foot-tall giant. And David killed Goliath. And that's why David could say, let everything that's got breath praise the Lord. He was a man. I'm preaching to everybody in this place. Go back to your church and get out of the boat and have revival. Get out of the natural and into the supernatural. Shine.
Help me, somebody. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor, get out of the safe zone and step into the faith zone. Get out of the comfort zone and step into the unknown.
And so I close. But Peter had trouble cussing. Peter forgot where he put his clothes one time. Peter denied the Lord three times. Imagine that. Peter cut a man's ear off. But despite his fleshly troubles, he wanted to see things in the Spirit. And folks that didn't cuss, and folks that didn't get naked, still sit in the boat. Peter was wild sometime in the flesh, but so he was in the Spirit. And so Jesus said, I know you got a cussing problem. Where in the world is your clothes at? But it's going to work out, Peter. Because upon this rock I'm going to build a church. And the gates of hell's not going to prevail against it. And I'm going to give you, Peter, the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth. And so Jesus goes to Calvary. But before he goes to Calvary, he hears Peter deny him three times. Jesus turns and looks at Peter, as if to have a little bit of look of love and hope. Just saying, hang on, Peter. And Jesus went to the cross. 3 days later, the angel looked at those at the scene and said, go tell the disciples and Peter. Go tell Andrew that Jesus got up. Go tell John that Jesus got up. But while you're at it, tell Peter too. Why don't you explain to Peter that I know 3 days ago he cussed a little bit, but there's been some blood that's been shed in the meantime. There's been some blood that's spilled. And so Peter and John, they run down to the tomb. And John gets to the tomb first. And Peter's a little bit slow. Peter's on the way. And John gets to the tomb. He says, wait a minute. I can't go in there. And John stoops down and looks in. But here comes Peter. Peter ain't got time to stoop down and look in. Peter just says, I'm going in to where the resurrection power is at. I'm not a boat sitter. I'm a resurrection believer. Y'all got time for 5 more minutes? And so when that Holy Ghost fell, tongues of fire came. Peter was there. When somebody said, what's the meaning of all this? Guess who stood up? Who stood up? And said, this is that was prophesied by the prophet Joel. When they wanted to know how to be born again, guess who had the message? The one that stepped out of the boat. Peter said, repent and be baptized. Every one of you. Acts chapter 3. When a lame man needed a miracle, guess who told him? I don't have silver and I don't have gold, but such as I have. It's the one that got out of the boat. He said, rise up and walk. Guess whose shadow it was they wanted to step into and get their miracle. It wasn't John's shadow. It was Peter's shadow. You say, Brother Shoulders, that's just the luck of the draw. It ain't lucky. Jesus likes to put trust on those that take a risk. So at AWCF 2003, some of you fixing to go eat, some of you fixing to go rest, but there's some of you he's bidding come. He's calling ministries into this church into greater anointings right now. He's calling some of you pastors to get out of the boat. We've always done it this way, and we're financially set, and we got a good crowd. He's calling you, pastor, to step out of the boat and see more things. He's calling you, leaders and preachers, into greater depths. He's calling the saints, the body of Christ, to come out of the confines of the boat. Quit hanging on to what you can trust in. And just say, Lord, whatever. You say, I might fall down. He's going to pick you up. What if I pray for somebody and they don't get healed? What if you pray for them and they do? Either way, it's going to happen. You know, we criticize Thomas, and I understand Thomas. But Thomas said, except I see the handprint of the nails, except I touch them, except I can come over here and feel him, I'm not going to believe. Now, I know Jesus said you should have believed. But at the same time, we need a generation to raise up and say, I just can't base it off what grandmama and pastor said. I want to see it for myself. I want to thrust my hand into the anointing. Don't you let your wife, don't you let your husband, don't you let your kids hinder your vision and dream. If John stays in the boat, go ahead, Peter, get out. If Andrew stays in the boat, come on, Peter. Go ahead and make fun of Peter for falling down. But read verse 29. Peter walked on the water. And the Bible said he did it to go to Jesus. He didn't do it to show off. He did it to go into deeper waters. And there was a man in the Bible by the name of Jonah that would have never been able to be the man God intended him to be. Go where God wanted him to go. Do what he wanted him to do. Preach repentance like he wanted him to preach it. Till they kicked him out of the boat. They come down and Jonah was fast asleep on the boat. You're in the wrong place, Jonah. God don't call preachers to go to sleep. The shipmaster come down and said, what meanest thou, O sleeper? O sleeper? And Jonah got up and they threw him in the water. He preached and a whole town repented. Because he was never the man. He was a comfortable man. But he was never God's usable man until he was thrown out of the boat. Give me a song over there, brother. But I'm coming down to the bottom, Brother Smith. I'm looking down and I'm saying, what are you doing down here, old sleeper? God wants to use you in anointing and gifts and power like you've never been used before. But he can't do it as long as you trust in what you know is going to save you. You've got to get out of the boat and say, Lord, if it's you, bid me come to that mission field. Bid me come to that church. Bid me come to evangelism. Bid me come to pastor. Are y'all hearing me today? I want everybody in this place up on your feet right now. And I want your hand lifted. Come on, every hand lifted in this place. Ask God to help you step out of the familiar and into the unfamiliar. Every eye closed, every hand lifted. I want you to lean over right now and touch your neighbor. Touch them right on the back and pray for them that God would help them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Pure and holy, tried and true,
tried and true. And
with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary.
Tell you what I'm going to do, Brother Lashley. I'm going to have me an altar call. Go ahead and sing, brother. Say, Lord,
prepare
to be a sanctuary.
Be a sanctuary.
Do I have any people that's tired of sitting in the boat?
Tonight,
come on, Peter. Come on, Peter. Come.
Down.
back to your church and turn it upside down. Come.
Yeah, say Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. I'll be the living.
Come on, this ain't it. Wonderful, wonderful. Come on, let me see more come right now. You ready, sir? What about a preacher? Step out of the boat.
Be a sanctuary.
Come on, let's walk on the water and get to where Jesus is at.
Do it holy.
Let's do some business in some great waters this afternoon.
Try it.
Do you want to see His wonders in the deep? That's it, Pastor. You want to see miracles in your church? You want to see the supernatural in your ministry? Lift your hands, sir. Come on, sister. You want to sing with even a greater anointing? Come on, musician. Come on, Sunday school teacher. Come on, saint. My Lord, the Holy Ghost is in this place. God's touching right now. Come on, everybody.
Lord, prepare me. Be a sanctuary. Yeah. And holy. Sanctuary. With thanksgiving. Out to the other.
I want everybody right now, whether you're back there or up here, I want you to find somebody to pray with. Come on, let's take a few moments, folks. Lay hands upon somebody. Encourage them. Pray for their sickness to be healed. Come on, ma'am, step out of the boat and lay hands on somebody. Come on, sir, step out of the boat. Come on, young person, step into the supernatural right now. Come on, don't pray a cute prayer. Pray a Holy Ghost prayer right now. In the name of Jesus, loose somebody right now. Deliver somebody right now. Such as I have, we give to them. In the name of Jesus, lift my brother up.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Sanctuary for you.
to wear it.
Holy Ghost is moving in this house. Don't you dare wait till tonight. This place will be full tonight. Great choir, great preaching, but not better than this. This is all time great stuff. This is bigly stuff. The man of God in the Holy Run. Come on, let's not let this. Raise your hands. Come on, seek the face of God. There's needs over here, needs here, all across this place. Come on, come on, lift up the hands, lift up your hands, give God praise. Praise God, praise God. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Step out just a little further. Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. Go just a little further. Just a little further. Hallelujah. How many want to see a miracle in this place tonight? If you want to see a miracle, step out of that place of security. Step out of what you've been trusting in the natural and step into the power and the presence of Jesus Christ. Step out right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many right now will make a commitment right here today to step out of your safety zone? How many want to see a miracle? Peter wanted to see the power and the miracle of Jesus. They that do business, that go down to the great waters, and those are the ones that see the wonders in the deep. Peter wanted to see a wonder from Jesus. How many of you right now want to see a miracle? I want you to take your hand right now. Draw an imaginary line. Draw it right in front of you. Draw that imaginary line. I want you to draw that line. Now you're going to step across that line. You're going to step out of what you've been afraid. You're going to step out of what has been holding you back. AWCF God is calling you this evening to step out of the boat and you'll see the wonders of the Lord. Did you hear the Lord talking to us this evening? Stepping out. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm about to step out of my boat. Come on, tell her, I'm about to step out of the boat. You're about to step into the supernatural. From this moment forward, the power and the presence of God shall be over you. You're going to experience things that you've never experienced before. Are you ready to step out? Have you drawn the line? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm about to step out of my boat. Are you ready? Where's the line? Draw that line. Are you ready? Step across that line. Come on, let's give God the glory. Step out of my boat. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to step out of that place of security. I'm going to step out of my boat of religion. I'm going to step out of my boat of fear. Hallelujah. I'm going to get me a ticket to Africa. I'm going to get me a ticket to Israel. I'm going to step out of that boat and do missionary work. Oh, come on. What you say about Jesus? What you say about Jesus? He's all right.
Jesus.
He's all right.
What you say about Jesus?
He's all right.
Say about Jesus.
Oh, he's all right.
I'm a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier.
Step out of your boat. Step out of your boat. Step out of your boat. Step out of your boat.